Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Gloria Copeland shares from Healing School, a place to receive your healing. How God has a plan for your healing so you can live in divine health and have victory in every area of your life.
Proverbs 3, so shall you find favor and good understanding and high esteem in the sight of God and man. So the Word of God, living on the Word, doing what He says, that gives you high esteem with God and with man. Gives you favor. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight and understanding. In other words, we go by this. We don't go by what we think, what people say, what politicians say, what doctors say, what anybody says. We go by what God says. We lean on that. We trust in what He says. We believe Him for our future. In all your ways, see, that's what the next verse says, actually. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him. So we should acknowledge God in everything we do. When we get ready to make a decision, we want to know whether it's God's will or not. Is this what you want me to do, Lord? Is this the plan? You tell me the plan, and I'll do the plan. Be confident in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will. When you acknowledge Him, you give Him place. You say, Lord, I'm coming to Your Word. I'm standing on this Word. This is My Word, Your Word to me. I receive it. You acknowledge Him in all your ways. He will, the Scripture says, direct and make straight and plain your path. Now, if you're just going to go on through life, get born again, go on through life, doing what you want to do, not consulting the Word of God to find out the will of God, not consulting God when it comes to decisions or what you're to do, then He's going to let you go your own. You know, you can do what you want to do. But I've been around this a long time, and I remember when we didn't have enough sense to consult God on our path, and I remember what happened when we began to walk and talk with God and do His will. And it's the difference between hell on earth and heaven on earth. It's that different. Because you can have, the Scripture teaches us that we can have days of heaven on the earth. Now, that's not available to everybody. That's only available to people who are connected to God and who let God bring heaven into their lives in the earth. Healing, health, blessing, peace, love, joy. The world ain't got it. And you know, you can't give what you don't have. But God's got it. And that's where we live, and that's where we aspire to continue to grow and continue to give God more place every day. I mean, we're on a climb now. Hallelujah. All of us. We're going up. If we're in the Word and we're obeying the Word, we're doing what it says. People probably think we're fanatics, but we don't care what people think. We've been with God in control of our lives, and we've been on our own. There's a vast difference, and it's called peace. Hallelujah. So we go with God. It shall be not wise in your own eyes. Reverently fear and worship the Lord, and turn entirely away from evil. You're not going to get all the good and all the blessing manifest in your life, and you're still living over here in the preferring the curse over obedience. So you get rid of the evil. When you see in the Bible what something it says don't do, you quit doing it entirely away from evil. So we can't talk evil. We can't speak. If we want to walk in this good spot, we can't. In this sweet spot, we can't talk unbelief and doubt and recession and inflation, and we don't know what we're going to do, and we might lose our job. No, we talk the Word of God. We have. Why do people talk that way? Because they're in fear of those things. We are not in fear of losing our job. What if we lost our job? That's just a job. We've still got God. He's still got a plan. That's the thing about God. He's got a plan. He's got a plan for you, and He's got a plan for me. He's a big planner, and He plans good things. He plans blessing. So we're not concerned about those things. We pray about what's going on in the world. Well, because we're interested in other people. Not everybody knows God. We don't want a recession or a depression or whatever. We believe against it. But that doesn't mean if it comes on the nation or whatever, it doesn't have to come on my house. Because I'm connected. You know, in the natural, people get connected to big things. You might be in the mafia today. Well, you're connected. But what are you connected to? We're connected. We're connected to God, to blessing, to peace, to prosperity, to health. Hallelujah. Don't ever lose sight of the fact that you're connected. Turn entirely away from evil. So that means that we can't play over here and live over here. If we read in the Bible it's evil to do something, we don't do it. Even though people around us think it's okay. People are crazy in the world. They don't have any sense. They get their messages from the other side. We get our messages from God. He says, turn entirely away from evil. Well, the world is going the opposite direction. It's a shame, but it's true, and I assume it's true here at home. There's a lot of bad stuff on television. A lot of sin, a lot of adultery, a lot of everything bad. You can get all kind of bad stuff just coming right into your house on television. So can I watch that? No. Can you watch that? No. What does this say? If it's evil, turn away from it. You could say turn it off or change the channel. You can't feed on trash and expect to increase and grow and be blessed. This kind of life that I'm talking about and that Ken and I have discovered and lived in many years, it's above the norm. It's not just we're going to get by. The blessing is not just a get by thing. The blessing is not just don't get sick very often. The blessing is don't get sick. You've been redeemed from the curse. Every sickness and every disease is under the curse. So we expect to live free and blessed. Hallelujah. And it's the same way in every area of your life. If you want to be free, you got to get in the book. You got to find out what God says about your healing, about your health. When I have a symptom, which really is very rare, a sickness and disease, I don't even think about the doctor. Not that I don't go to the doctor. I'd go to the doctor if I needed to, but I'm saying I go to the Word first. That's how I got healed. That's how I stay healed, is the Word of God. So I turn to the Word of God. I look at healing scriptures. I read, He bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. By His stripes I was healed. Or in other scriptures, and I take that like natural people take medicine. They go to the doctor, they get a prescription, they go get it filled, they take the medicine. Sometimes the medicine kills them, but they take it. We have a symptom come up, which really, I'm telling you the truth, it's very rare I have a symptom of any kind of thing. But when I do, I go to the Word. I take that Word. He bore my sickness, carried my diseases. By His stripes I was healed. Thank You, Lord, I am healed. I take my healing. I take it. You have to take your prosperity. You can't just pray, Lord, if it be Your will, and then you continue just walking in unbelief. And it is His will, but it's got to be Your will too, whether it's prosperity or healing. It's got to be Your will. You've got to know you're healed. You've got to have the Word to put you in the right position where willing is concerned. In other words, I'm not willing to be sick. Why? Because Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases, and it's not the will of God for me to be sick. So I'm willing to be healed. I'm not willing to be without. I'm not willing to go hungry. It's not God's will for me to go hungry. He meets all my needs according to His riches and glory, and they're having no famine up there. They're having no recession up there. They're having no depression up there. No lack. Think about it. No poverty. They are very lavish up there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I'm not willing to be in poverty and lack. No, I believe the Word of God. that says he meets all my needs, not according to the government, not according to what's happening in the earth, but according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Church, we're not normal. Everybody that knows us knows we're not normal. We are not normal people. We live in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I get myself happy. The word turning away from evil was what got me into that. You can't live in two realms. You can't have power and righteousness and all kind of supernatural things and deliverances and put yourself under the curse. That's a good thing to think about. You know, people put themselves under the curse, or they put themselves under the blessing. You choose, I'm going for the blessing. I choose, I'm going for the blessing. But every time somebody out here turns down the Word of God, or they see something in the Word and they say, oh, I don't want to do that. I'd have to give up so-and-so. Well, everything you'd have to give up is something that's probably killing you anyway. I choose God. I choose His way. I like living in abundance. I like having every bill paid. I like peace, love, and joy. Peace. Hallelujah. I like having patience. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Patience. If you're impatient, you're not doing it right. Patience. So somebody does be mean to you, says ugly things to you. What do you care? What matters is, what does God say about me? What does my brother say, my husband? What do my children say? If the children are saying mean things about you, there's something wrong with your children, or you one. That ain't normal. But if we walk with God, we trust God. Our children might be, ours aren't, but you might have children that are out there in the world and they've turned their back on you and they speak evil of you. And so what do? You say, Lord, I'm asking you to help them. I forgive her. I forgive him. I'm not going to be concerned about that. I know the truth about myself. I know I'm trusting you, and I know they're out there where they shouldn't be. And I'm asking you to put laborers across their path. Put laborers across their path to give them the word. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, a child can not get so far off in the darkness that God can't get a laborer to them. A child, a family member, somebody you're praying for, you might think, well, how in the world could God get somebody to them? God's got people everywhere. He's got an underground. I mean, he's got undercover people. Glory to God. Everybody can be reached. But you need to pray, and you need to stand, and you need to not give up. You need to not faint and lose heart where they're concerned, and God will turn them around. Amen? That's true of anything in our lives. We just can't quit believing. We can't quit. We can't give up. We can't despair. Despair is the wrong thing. If you're in despair, you're not in faith. Just study faith. Learn how to deal with things in faith. You don't learn it overnight, but you learn it by practice. And Ken and I began to learn how to walk by faith. We were in debt. We didn't have any money. We didn't have anything. We didn't have, you'd think we didn't have any future. But I tell you, we had a future in God. We didn't have any future going the way we were, but we had a future in God. And your children, you may be here today and you think, well, I'm so far down, how would I ever get up? God will just lift you up if you'll get him involved. So the word of, in all your ways, acknowledge him. That is such a big deal. Acknowledge him. What does he say about it? What's his will in it? And he will direct and make straight and plain your path. He will give you direction. If you've got a problem, a situation today, and you don't know the answer to it, here's the answer. Acknowledge God, trust him, ask him to direct your path, show you what to do, give you wisdom. That's what he does. He gives wisdom. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fervently fear and worship the Lord. And here's a very, very important thing. Turn entirely away from evil. If you want to walk in the glory, you want to walk in victory, you're going to have to let go of things that are not right. It shall be. This turning away, be acknowledging him in all of your ways, being not wise in your own eyes, turning away, entirely away from evil. Here's what it gets you. Health. It shall be, this turning, shall be health to your nerves. Are you nervous today? Turn away from evil. Get on your faith. You don't need to be nervous. It shall be health to your nerves and sinews at your body and marrow and moistening to your bones. Hallelujah. So your head, your nerves, your bones, your body, when your spirit's healthy, your soul is healthy, your body's healthy, you're healthy. And when you're healthy spiritually, your circumstances get healthy. I'm telling you, it works. We've been at it a long, long time. We've seen people come out of the gutter and go on. We've seen all kind of things happen and miracles. But what is it? We have to give God place. He's not going to push his way in. Honor the Lord. Here's for your finances. Honor the Lord with your capital and sufficiency and with the first fruits of all your income. So be a tither. I mean, when you're a tither, you've got something to stand on. God is a part of your deal. When you tithe, you bring God into your business. You're in his business, he comes into your business. Hallelujah. You say, well, yeah, but I can't afford to tithe. That's why you can't afford it. You haven't been tithing. I mean, when Ken and I started to tithe, there's no way we could afford it. Well, I was praying in tongues, believing God I could get through the grocery line and pay my way out of there. The very time that we began to tithe, we were so broke and so in debt. But we saw it in the Word. We said, we're going to do it. I'm telling you, that's the key to victory in every area of your life. Whatever you see in the Word, do it. Don't ever say, we could never do that. I cannot do that. We could not make it. This won't work for us. If it's in the Bible, it'll work for you if you put it to work. Same thing is true for your money, your healing. Glory to God. Verse 10 says, so shall when you take the Word, turn away from evil, you get healthy body, you honor the Lord with your capital and sufficiency, so shall your storage places be filled with plenty. Plenty's good. See, plenty's a blessing. You know, people get mad at prosperity people. They certainly get mad at prosperity preachers. But it's good to have plenty. That's not bad. It's good. It's good to have your vats overflowing, your storage places overflowing, all your needs met, hallelujah. A good car that you don't have to pray over every time you get in it. I mean, it's good to pray over it if it's good, or a good car, or a bad car, but it's better if it'll start when the keys turn. And then you pray. Amen? Glory to God. God wants us to have He wants you to have what the Bible calls days of heaven on the earth. If you're sick, that's not a good day. If you're broke, that's not a good day. That's not a day of heaven on earth. Heaven's got abundance. Heaven's got peace and love and joy and happiness. Glory to God. So, I'm recommending to you, if you haven't already put the Word first place, put it first place in your life. That's what really turned us around, as we begin to learn the will of God. And, of course, when you do that with the Word, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you have faith for these things. You have faith for divine health. You have faith for long life.
Heart disease, diabetes, cancer, depression, all deadly ailments far too common. You may have received a bad report from your doctor, and the situation is telling you there is no more hope. I'm here to tell you that's not the final word. There is hope and a solution for you. When you immerse yourself in the answer, you can be healed.
New York Times bestselling author Dr. Don Colbert has successfully developed practical applications from biblical principles to change your diagnosis. Available today in this Bible Cure package, you'll receive four books on the new Bible Cure for Heart Disease, cancer, diabetes, and depression and anxiety. Free with this purchase, you'll receive Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit.
What the situation says is not the final word. God wants you healed, whole, and thriving.
Order the Bible Cure Package today at a special savings of over 40%. Four books by Dr. Don Colbert, a medical doctor specializing in better health through nutrition on four major health topics. Order this package for just $35 and receive free with purchase Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan. For additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order online. For these and other ministry resources, go to kcm.org.
I started experiencing symptoms in my body, and basically I was diagnosed with cancer in the fall of 1991. And it was like a darkness sort of moved in over our home. Like, I mean, I was 38 years old, three young children, and you're told you have cancer. And I mean, it's just sort of, when you hear that C word, it puts fear into you. And so a few months went by, and so then obviously I start pressing into the Lord a lot deeper. I was given a book, a T.L. Osborne, called Healing the Sick. And it was a book that my grandmother, old Pentecostal grandmother, had in her closet for years. It just changed my life, because when I read that, I had never heard in my life before that by the stripes of Jesus you were healed. I had no idea. And the first tape I listened to was a series of tapes by Kenneth Copeland, and it was on the integrity of the Word of God. And I remember just poking those things into the cassette player and listening to them. And it just started to change in my life.
But I could see a change in him, and I could feel the heaviness in our home begin to lift, and I could see hope start to come. And before that, we went through months of just hopelessness. Like, there was no answer that the medical doctors had. And so I'm looking at three children thinking, I'm going to be raising these myself. And when we started to get hope, life started to come to our family.
That is when the stand of faith started, because the doctors had told me that, you know, again, that they had wanted to remove lymph nodes and different things under my arms and in my neck and different things. And I just really felt that I had to stand on the Word of God. And so we stood on the Word and stood on the Word. And the fall of 1992 and into 1993, I mean, when the pains would hit, and you know, in the middle of the night when nobody else is there, that's when you need that Word of God.
We got a cassette player that would automatically return, like it would just continuously play. And he listened to the words, healing scriptures and the Word all through the night, all through the day. Some days he would go to work and some days he couldn't because of the pain.
We got a satellite dish and started to watch Kenneth Copeland, the Believer's Voice of Victory, on television. I knew it was recorded. I mean, I knew it wasn't a live production, but it just seemed live to me. Every day, Monday to Friday, and then Sunday mornings, we would watch the Believer's Voice of Victory and watch it on television. And it was just like every day a fresh word.
And it wasn't long before we were both filled with the Spirit. And when we became Spirit-filled and we could pray in the Spirit as the Spirit gave us utterance, that was a huge change in our life. Boldness and confidence and knowing that you had a weapon that was not the enemy's weapon. You know, it's between you and God, and it was strong. And that was really, really a big part.
It was a process. I mean, the symptoms just slowly left my body. And I mean, it's been, well, 20 years now. I mean, this is, you know, 20 years ago. We started to see changes in all areas, not just in our physical bodies, but in our finances and all different areas. But again, you have to put God first in your life in all these areas. It's not just about, you know, about more money or healing. It's about seeking Jesus. And then once we seek Jesus, then he wants us to live that abundant lifestyle. There are challenges that come against you all the time. The devil's out there trying to kill, steal, and destroy. But now, instead of reacting in fear and panic, you learn to stand against it. And we have the name of Jesus, we have the Word of God, and so you learn just over the years how to stand against these things and in your life when these challenges come. Because God wants us to be victorious. It's a victorious life.
Now, that's what it takes to receive this healing gift that God has given to you and I through Jesus. You've got to get into this Word, find out God's will for you through His Word, and let that saturate on the inside of you. And you saw that Doug learned how to get into the Word of God. And if you need healing in your body, you're going to have to believe what God has already said and what He's already done where your healing is concerned. And he was totally healed from cancer. And God is no respecter of persons. However, He does respect faith. He is moved by our faith. And in today's message, Gloria Copeland shared with us that when we get into God's Word and obey what His Word says, we can be living days of heaven right here on earth. He's got a plan for you. And He has a plan for me, all of us. He has a good plan. And He said, I know the thoughts I think towards you. He said, they're not evil. They're good. But you can't feed on trash and expect to be healed. You've got to start feeding on the life that's in the Word of God. It is not the will of God for you to be sick. It's His will that you would, it's His will that you'd be healed every day of your life. And this ministry is in agreement with you, with your family, where your healing is concerned. And I speak to your body now in Jesus' name. And I declare that the love of God is at work in you, ministering life and health to you, and cancer and any other terminal disease, you must bow your knee to the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift that they would like to send to you. It's a little book by Gloria called Three Steps to the Good Life. Imagine what it would be like to live healthy. No colds, no flu, no allergies, heart disease, no mental illness, and definitely no cancer. Well, listen, it's so simple just to get on over into the life of God and discover what it takes to live well, having a full and meaningful life. Amen? So request your hard copy today, or if you'd like to, you can download it absolutely free at kcm.org. Now, we want you to know, if you need prayer for anything, if you need prayer for anything at all, our prayer ministers are here to pray with you. In Fort Worth, they are ready for your call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't you dare get discouraged. Don't become discouraged concerning the healing of your body. You get in agreement with somebody who will stand with you and it'll be a blessing to you. Amen. Now, we've got offices all over the world, so check their hours of operation. I want you to join us again next week on the Believer's Voice of Victory. It's going to bless you, and you're going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Amen? This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Remember to request your free gift, Three Steps to the Good Life by Gloria Copeland. You can live the good life when you do it God's way. Request your free mini book in hard copy or electronic download today. For hard copies, one per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. The Branson Victory Campaign, the 8th through the 10th of March, 2012, at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, go to kcm.org.